Okay, let's take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Inhale deep, breathe out. Do it again, in through your nose, out through your mouth. Do it again. Do you feel calmer now? If you do feel calmer after doing this exercise, I can assure you it is only the placebo effect. Placebo effect means that your body will react the way your mind believes. You've been told all of your life that this kind of exercise, breathing in deep and out through your mouth, will reduce stress, it will calm you down. In reality, this has the opposite effect on your body. The mindset I do with my clients is all about your mind and your body, managing your thoughts and your emotions, and I have found out that using your breath correctly is one of the best ways to manage how your emotions show up in your body. Hello, welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner and a mindset coach. And the Monday Morning Mindset is where I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Because, after all, your mindset does determine everything you do, whatever success you have, and also even failure. A strong mindset is a skill you can learn. I think it's a pretty safe bet to say that you've been breathing all your life. Yes, I know that's an obvious question. We all have been, obvious statement. We've all been breathing all of our life from the moment you come out of the moment you're born, you take that first breath. Breathing has been there all along, awake or asleep. You're always breathing. And, you know, we all breathe. And most of the time, we don't think about it. I mean, you don't think about breathing. It's always there. The air is there. I mean, for the most part, most of your life, you know, we've had plenty of air, and all you have to do is breathe. It comes naturally. If you're a runner or if you're in some other kind of exercise, been like me, you've had times when you feel like you can't get enough. Or I was just up in the mountains just this last weekend, and in that altitude, I felt like I could not get enough breath, and I had to slow down because there just didn't seem to be enough air for me. But you know, the fact that you've been doing it all your life, did you ever stop to think about how you are breathing? And did you ever consider where there might be better ways to breathe, or that maybe you could change your athletic performance by breathing differently, or that maybe the advice to take deep breaths, the thing you've been told on your life, you know, just take a breath, it doesn't really do anything to calm you down. I did all of the mindset work that I did and started my coaching business, changed my life before I learned anything about how effective breath work is. But now that I've incorporated breath work into my coaching, I do that because I found I can help my clients get better and faster results. What I've learned about breath work has changed the way that I run, and it's helped me even be more effective at managing my mindset. And that's why I teach it and offer that to my clients. And I can typically talk about breathing techniques for longer than most people want to listen. So since I do want you to listen, I'll just give you the highlights. Number one, and I'm not going to explain any of these because that's where I go on longer than most people want to listen. Highlights are, number one, most of us breathe too fast. Number two, we breathe too much volume. And number three, typically when, you know, like when you're feeling like you're running out of air, we're tempted to open up our mouth because you can get more air in through the mouth. But number three is breathing through your mouth, whether in or out, actually reduces the available oxygen you have for your body to use. So I want to tell you about a technique that is easy to do and will give you great benefits. Different than, you know, that old adage of taking a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. I want to talk about resonant breathing. Resonant breathing has been around for a long time. And resonant breathing is breathing at a rate of about 3 to 7 seconds for both inhale and exhale. For the most common, I mean, you can do resonant breathing at any rate, but the most common rate it tends to aim for around 5.5 seconds per inhale and exhale. This will give you 5.5 breaths per minute. Most of the time, we breathe faster than that, and so we're getting air. And the faster you breathe, the faster your heart rate goes. The faster, the more you're in a sense of tension. Your body is in a state of tension. So the benefits for resonant breathing is that it gives you a heart rate variability, or more a greater heart rate variability. And the heart rate variability is a measure of how much variance there is between your heartbeats. If your heartbeat's like a metronome, it's not healthy. There needs to be a variation in there. And so it's a sign that your body is stressed. And when your heart is beating very, very regularly and very, very, it tends to speed up, it's a sign of stress in your body. Heart rate variability is one of the keys. It's become one of the keys for your, that shows what kind of mood you have, shows your stress adaptation, your performance, even your overall health. They can look at your heart rate variability and make predictions about that. The second thing that the resonant breathing does is it balances your sympathetic and your parasympathetic nervous system. Now, those are big words. So, but you think about this, your sympathetic nervous system is like the gas pedal. That's the thing that gets you charged up. Your sympathetic nervous system gets you ready to go. And there are times you need that. If you are in the middle of the street and you didn't see that bus that is coming towards you until the last minute, you want your sympathetic nervous system to be working. The parasympathetic nervous system is like the brakes. It is what helps calm you down. So when you get to the curb, the parasympathetic nervous system brings your heart rate, brings your breathing, brings everything back into normal. And the balance between the parasympathetic and the sympathetic is important. It is important for your health. For most of us, we tend to spend too much time with our foot on the gas and ignore the brakes. And so it shows up in your body. All of us have those kinds of stress markers that we live in just because of the world we live in. So this resonant breathing at a 5.5 seconds per minute, or 5.5 breaths per minute, 5.5 seconds per inhale and exhale, is a way to help balance and give you these benefits of adjusting your heart rate, adjusting that sympathetic, parasympathetic nervous system. So how do you do it? Sit comfortably, align your posture, start off by exhaling from your belly, pulling your navel in toward your spine. And then after you've exhaled, breathe in 5.5 seconds and out 5.5 seconds. And you don't pause between. This gives you that breath rate of 5.5 breaths per minute. James Nestor is the author of a book called Breath. It is all about breathing, and I've read it. It's a great book. And he talks about the benefits of this technique. And he says that breathing, you doing breath work, can give you the same benefits of meditation for people who don't like to meditate. So what I want to do is give you this offer. I'm not going to give you a full course on breath work. I mean, you can read James Nestor's book if you want to dive deep into this. But for most of us, I think we just want something that works, and to help give you better health and get you a little bit more in control of being able to manage those emotions as well as your thoughts. So I will give you the offer. Go to ultramindsetpodcast.run. There is a link there, instructions for resonant breathing. You can go give me your email address, and I will send you free audio to pace your breathing, as well as an instruction sheet talking about how to do this technique. It is something I will guarantee that will make an impact on your life. I would say, even go so far as to say, it will change your life. So check that out if you are interested in doing some work to help alleviate some of that stress that all of us face, and make this a regular practice. It doesn't take very long. Just have to remember to do it, and kind of incorporate that into your day. It will make a big difference. Go to ultramindsetpodcast.run, click the link there, Get the instructions and start practicing resonant breathing and have better health. Remember, when you go to the ultramindsetpodcast.run, if you're on your phone, the links, all of the links for everything that I have to offer are at the bottom of whatever page you land on. So scroll to the bottom. If you're on a regular computer, it'll be at the bar at the side of the screen. Thanks for listening. I will see you next time.